Okay, I think we got to the bottom line of Kufiyot on the base. Amar Vidom Ashua, Kala Mazak Mitzdara. If a person drinks one diluted beverage, let's say he drank diluted wine, and then he drank another diluted beverage, so anything that's mixed together, I shouldn't say diluted necessarily, but anything that's mixed together, so they're all one cheshbon, so it works both to his detriment and to his benefit. But if he had one diluted beverage, one mixed beverage like wine, and then another mixed beverage, let's say he had a coffee or a tea, so then he has zugos. If let's say, so over there it works against him, but it could also work for him that if he had two cups of wine and then he had another mashke that was mazug afterwards, so then it counts because he had three cups that were mazug and therefore he doesn't have zugos and it helps him. Chutz min amayim, besides water, meaning even if you take water and you mix it together, I mean, you take, let's say, warm water and cold water, and you mix together, so even though it's technically mazug, but it's all water, and therefore it's not considered mazug, and therefore we can't say that he had two or three, whatever it is, beverages that were mazug. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu mayim, even water, if you're mazug with water, so it's called mazug, and it would help to say, kala mazug mitzaref. Amar Papa, Lay Amar, and even that which Rabbi Yochanan says that water that's mazug is considered mazug, that's only true. If you take hot water and you mix it into cold water, or the opposite, you take cold water and you mix it into hot water. Because then you're at least diluting two separate types of water. You're mixing together two separate types of water, hot with cold, or cold with hot. If you take hot water and you pour it into hot water, or you take cold water and you pour it into cold water, so even though you did a mice of mixing them together, you're mixing the same item with itself, that's not called a mixture, that's called a straight water beverage, it's not called a mine that's mazug, and therefore it's not mixed out with other beverages that are mazug, so again, it's not going to help him and it's not going to work against him, depending on where he was holding with the other ones. Amar Reish Lakish, Arba Devarim, there are four things, Ha'isa'isan, that if anybody does those things, Damai B'Reishai, he's responsible for his death, meaning not only is he going to be punished, or he's going to, that he's going to get, he's going to end up losing his life for these things, but since it's his fault, his negligence, that he allowed that to happen, so in Shemayim, he's going to be responsible for his death, because he caused his death. He's going to end up losing his life. The Eluhain, what are these four things? Hanifne, a person who relieves himself, he goes to the bathroom, between a palm tree and a wall, because the mazikim hang out in that area, and since it's a narrow area, because there's a dekel on one side and a wall on the other side, they don't have room to move to the side, so he's going to end up stepping on them and bumping into them, and there will be mazikim. The column, or somebody who walks between two palm trees, again the same cheshbon, because there's not enough room for them to go to avoid him. Number three, Lashaysa Mayim Shu'ulim, someone who drinks water that was shul, that was borrowed. And number four, Va'over Amayim Shu'ulim, if there's water that's spilled on the floor, and he steps on them. So again, the mazikim will be mazikim for doing so. Lafiu shavchasa ishta in front of him, even if he saw who spilled it, his wife spilled it right in front of him, saif kol saif, if he steps on it, he's going to end up getting damage from it, and we'll see exactly all the conditions of that in a moment. So the Gemara explains, hanifna ben dekel kaisel, someone who goes to the Beis HaKisei between a dekel, between a palm tree and the wall, Loyamar, and that's only true, the Leslay Arba Amis, that there's no four Amis in between. So if the dekel is so close to the wall that it's within four Amis, so then it's a problem. I will Islay Arba Amis, but if it's at least four Amis from the wall, so less than Bakas, then there's enough space, and then there's no problem. The Mazikim have enough space to move and move away from him, that he's not bumping into them. V'chilesle arba amis, and even if there wasn't four amis between the dekel and the wall, lo yamaron ela deleka dirka achrina, there's no other area, there's no other path over there for the mazikim to go. Alo ika darka achrina, if there's a different path somewhere on the other side that they can go around, so then less lamba again, there's no problem. V'aiver ben shnei dekalim, in the next case, we said someone who goes between two of the dekalim, he's going to be damaged by the mazikim. So le amaron, this is only true. Ela le paskinim b'shus harabim, that there's no b'shus harabim in between those two dekalim, those two trees. Ela paskinim b'shus harabim, but if there's a b'shus harabim that goes in between the two trees, less lamba, then we don't have a problem, because a b'shus harabim, the mazikim don't have a right to hang out and damage the rabim, so they can't hang out in b'shus harabim. So once there's a b'shus harabim between the two trees, so just because it's between two trees, they can't hang out there and damage people there, because the Rishus HaRam is mafsik. Hashoyse Mayim Sheulim, that someone who drinks Mayim Sheulim, that was the number three. What's that case? Lo Yamarim, that's only true. Ela Deshailinu Katan, they were borrowed by a katan. Avo Gadol Les Demba, or however, whatever, for whatever reason, the Mazikim only care to attack water that was borrowed by a katan. Maybe they feel that it's easier to get it from him. Avogadol less than ba, but by a gadol, then there's no problem. Vafidu shalinu katan, and even if it was borrowed by a katan, namely amaron, it's only a problem. Ela besada, only out in the field. Toloy shlichi, since there's not so much water there, so water is scarce. So they're more moister nefesh on any water that they can get their hands on. So once it's borrowed water, they can get their hands on. So they'll take that water, and then this water will be affected by the mazikim. I will be ear, but in the city, the shchichi, since it's common, very easy for them to get water, they don't have to be so nervous that they might run out of water, so less than ba. So they're not necessarily, does every bit of water that's borrowed get attacked by the mazikim, and therefore you don't have to be afraid. There's nothing to be concerned with. And even when it's in the field, this is only true by water. I will chamer v'shichro, wine or beer, less than ba, then there's no problem. Then lastly, ha'ayva ma'im shuchim, someone who steps on ma'im shuchim, water that was spilled out, lo yamaron el lo yafsekinu ba'afro, wasn't covered over with dirt, which is lying on the floor exposed, v'lo yitafbu roika, and it also wasn't covered over with saliva, alav sekinu, if he covered it with dirt, ha'yitaifa, or he put a layer of saliva on top of it, tafbu roika, then less than ba, then it's not a problem, even if he stepped on it. V'loya marin, and furthermore, we only said this, elo d'loya avra alayu shimsha, that the sun didn't pass over it, meaning it's fresh, it was just spilled there recently. But if a day went by, and the water's there, then he stepped on it, then it's not a problem anymore. V'loya avra alayu shitin nigri, and 60 steps didn't pass on it, meaning once a bunch of people step on it already, it already loses its potency, its power. So after 60 steps, we already stepped on that water. If someone else steps on it, that person is not going to get damaged. And then the next condition, it's only true if he directly steps on it. But if he's riding a donkey, so then he's not directly stepping on it. The donkey's stepping on it, and he's just on top of the donkey. And also that he's not wearing shoes, because then the shoes serve as a barrier between him and the water. If he's riding a donkey with Simon Sane, or he's wearing shoes, less than ba, it's not a problem. Vahani mili, this that we said that in all these cases are not a problem, let's say riding a donkey or wearing shoes and all those things that we say that they help protect him, that's only true hechad lechel mechav sukshafim. That's when it's a shaila of mazikim and there's no chash of kishif. Avo hechad ikel mechav sukshafim, but we're there's a chash that somebody did kishav over there. Avagav, the ikakolani, even if you have all those things, he's riding a donkey, he's wearing shoes, and so on. Chashinon, afapikain, there could still be a chash that the kishav could damage him. Similar to what we learned yesterday with zugos, even after where the mazikim will stop damaging by zugos, whichever shitas you go with, 2, 4, 8, but nonetheless, kishav could still take effect. So, 2 over here, you know, the mazik will only start up with him if he steps on it barefoot with all the criteria that we said before. But as far as Kishu is concerned, any way that he steps on it, it can really damage him. And the Gemara proves it from a story that Ugava, there was a person, the Rachiv Chamer, that he was riding a donkey, the Simon Sani, and he was wearing shoes. So he checked off all the boxes, so to say. The Gomen Misane and Ava became his, if he rode over this water that was affected with Kishuv, and his shoes dried out. Vitzavu Kare, and his feet shriveled. So we see that it affected him even through everything, even though he was riding a donkey, and even though he was wearing shoes. Tana Rabbanan. Shloisha, there are three things, ein mematzin, v'loy mismatzin. You can't let them walk in between you, meaning if there's two people there, you can't let one of them walk in between the two people. And the opposite as well, if there's two of them, a person shouldn't walk in between the two of them. Ve'eluhain, what are they? Hakelav, a dog, so two people should not let a dog walk in between. And huadin, a person shouldn't walk between two dogs. Vadekel and palm trees. Two people are walking together, they shouldn't walk. That there's a palm tree there, that one should be on one side of the palm tree and one should be on the other side. And the same thing, one person shouldn't walk in between two palm trees like we had before. Vaisha and a woman. So two men shouldn't let a woman walk in between them, and a man can't walk in between two women. Others add also a chazir, a pig, so you can't let a pig walk between two people, or two people, or one person walk between two pigs. Others add also a snake. If they ended up walking in between, so my takanti, so what should you do to save themselves from the damage that will be caused by the mazikin because he let these things walk in between? Amar Papa Niftach. Bekel v'nafse bekel. So according to Rashbam, he should say psukim that the beginning starts with kel and the end starts with kel. So it's referring to the brachas that Bilam gave in Parshas Balak. You start with the pasuk of kel moitziem b'mitzrayim, and you read from there until the end of the pasuk that says ma pa'al kel. So you started with kel and you ended with kel. Inami, or Niftach beloy v'nasik beloy. You should start with a pasuk that begins with loy, and end with a pasuk that begins with loy. Meaning, again, over there in that parsha, you start with the pasuk of loy ish kel v'chazev, and you end with a little bit later in those pesukim where it says loy yikimena. That's the way Rashi and Rashbam understand. Other Rishonim say that not that you mention pesukim, but rather you say a tefila, that the first word of the tefillah begins with kale, and the last word of the tefillah ends with kale, or you say a tefillah that begins with loy, and ends with the last word of the tefillah as well, ends with the word loy. And if you look at Tosis, he brings a different choice of tefillah, one that starts with kale and ends with kale, and one that starts with loy and ends with loy. Hani Beitrei, there were two people, the Matzalahu Isha Nida. If there's two people and an isha nida walks, a woman who's a nida walks in between them, so im tchilas nida sehi, if it's at the beginning, the onset of her period of nidus, then I regas achamem, then one of those two people are going to end up dying. Im saif nida sehi, if it's at the end of her nidus when the flow is stopping, so then it's not as bad, it's not going to kill them, but meriva isa benem is going to cause a fight between those two people. So maitakante, to avoid this, niftach bekel v'nasik bekel. It's interesting, since we're still an Adar, we could speak this out. In the Megillah, it says that when Esther heard of the decree and everything, it says, v'tischalchol amalkum o'id. So the Gemara in Maseches Megillah says, melamed shepirsa nida, that she became a nida. So the Pasha Pshat is, it shows how shocked that she got, that it caused her to become a Nida. That's what the Pasha is bringing out. But they say from the Gra, based on this Gemara, that, but this Chalcha Malkam Moi, because she was about to go and make a party, this was her plan. She's going to have Haman sit on one side, Ahasuerus sit on the other side, and she just became a Nida. So it says that a woman sits in between two men, one of them is for sure going to die. So if Haman dies, you get rid of the Gzeir. If Achashverosh dies, then there's going to be a new king, and then the Gzeir is going to be battle. So this way, no matter what, the Klal Yisrael will be saved. It doesn't say anything about Kishuv. Tosis Grada speaks out this is when the woman does kishuf. But if the pashup shot in the Gemara, and some Rishonim understand like that, and the Gemara is obviously going with that, is just the fact that they walk in between you, the mazikim will damage. It's not because that person does kishuf. Right, so, yeah, like Tosis, you can't say that. Ani, train Nashi, if there's two women, the Yasi, the Pashas, the Rakhim, that are sitting by a intersection, Chalav Agisa, the Shilav, the Chalav Idach, and one's on one side of the road and the other's on the other side. Umechavna Apayla Adadi, and they're facing each other. So if they're sitting in that position, you could assume, Vale Mekshaf Maskinon, that they're obviously doing some type of Kishav. Maita Kante, so what should you do? Iika Derech Achrina, if there's another path that you could avoid going between them, Lezoba, so use the other path, go the other way. If you like a Derech Achrina, if you have to get to a certain place and there's no other way to go, Iika Inish Achrina Badayu, if there's another person together with him, Ninketu Yadayu Bahadi Adadu, so they should hold hands with each other, Vinichalfu, and they should walk by. Because the two together, the kishuv won't be able to take effect on them. Be lucky in the shachrin, if there's no other person there, name mahachi, so he should say the following lachash, igris, azlas, asya, belusia, which is the name of different mazdikim that damage through the kishuv that they're doing, miskatla, they'll get killed b'chei kavo with a arrow. So that lachash is saying that the mazikim that you're trying to use to do your kishuv with should get killed, and therefore they shouldn't be able to affect me. Now this halacha, not the second one, but the first one, the fact that two people walking together, holding hands, works, so that is brought down in halacha. If men have to walk in between women, and you have, like we said before, the problem of a man walking in between two women, so that's one of the aids that's given. If they can't walk around, you should have two people walking together, holding hands, so then it should not be a problem. Hai man de paga beitza, a person who bumps into a woman, beitna, disalka mitzilas mitzah, when she comes out of the mikvah. So over here it's a question in the Rishonim if it means actually when she's coming out of the pool, or it means even when she's coming, meeting her when she's coming out, meaning if she's coming out of the building, is that also a problem? But high man the pagav itza, someone who meets a woman, runs into a woman, beitna the sakam mitzilas mitzah, if he has relations with his wife first, achda le ruach zanunim, so then he's going to get a ruach of being mizana, this passion, this taiva to be mizana, and if she's going to be the one who has relations with her husband first, so then she will be the one who gets affected by this ruach zanunim. So maita kante, so what should you do that neither one should get affected? Le'imahachi, you should say the following pasuk, shefer buzal ledivim, Hashem pours out shame, embarrassment on the noble ones, and he leads them astray in this empty place where there's no roads. Amar Yitzchak, what's it referring to in the pasuk of Gam ki elech begeitz amavus, even if I walk in the shadow of death, nonetheless I'm not afraid of evil, ki ati imani. So what's the gates amavus, what's the shadow of death, what things are considered the shadow of death? Zayashem b'tzeil dekel yechidi, someone who sleeps in the shade of a lone standing palm tree, because since it's a lone standing palm tree, the mazikim are hanging out there, and they like hanging out in the shade where it's dark. So if he sleeps in the shade of a lone standing palm tree, the mazikim will damage him. Or ritzel levana, in the shade when it's bright, when there's a bright moon outside. So again, the mazikim are not going to hang out where it's light. They're going to go to the side to where the shade is. And therefore, if he hangs out in the shade, so the mazikim are going to damage him. Ubitzel dekel yechidi, that which we said before, the tzel of a dekel yechidi is a problem. It's so far away from any other dekel that the shadow of no other dekel surrounding it touches it. But if the shadow of a different dekel could reach it, less than above, because then the mazik will move from this dekel to that dekel. So if there's a person there, he'll move to the other one, he'll be nice, and therefore he won't damage the person. Frankly, Gemara, if that's so, Elahadu Tanya, that which we learned in our Braisa, Yashen, Bitzel Dekel Yechidi, someone who sleeps in the shadow of a single palm tree, the Chatzar, in the Chatzar, of a Yashen Bitzel Levana, or someone who sleeps in the shadow, when there's a bright moon outside, Damu Bereisha, he's responsible for his own death. Hechidami, what would be the case? Because the Braisa seems to stress Dafke in a Chatzar. So, if you're going to say the light novel to the Chavreila, it's so far away that the shadow of no other tree touches it after the Bissal Nami. So, it's Lav Dafke in the Chatzar, where it's narrower, that the Mazikim have nowhere else to go, that they'll damage him. Even in the Sada, we said before that if it's so far away from everything else, then the Mazikim will damage him. Elalav must be Shmamino, the Chatzar, that these rules that if no other shadow touches it, it's a problem, but if another shadow touches it, it's not a problem, that's Dafka in the field. But in the Chatzar, Avagav the Nafaltul of the Chavrei Levei, even if it's close enough to a different tree that the shadow of one tree touches the other one, nonetheless, it will still damage him, Shmamino. Uvetzila Shalavana, that which we said in the shadows when the moon is bright is a problem, Le'amaran Elam Bimarava. That's only if it's going to the west side, meaning the moon is in the east, so the shadows are going towards the west, then it's a problem. Avamadincha, if it's in the east, meaning when the moon is in the west, and therefore it's making casting shadows towards the east, then Maslamba, so then it's not a problem. Haiman de Mefane Agidra de Dikla, someone who relieves himself, he goes to the bathroom on the stump of a dakel of a palm tree. So he's going to get Ruach Palga, which is some type of chayli that causes a person to lose his power of speech. Haiman de Matzli Reshe Gidra de Dekla, he leans his head on this stump of a dekel. Achdele Ruach Tzadda, he's going to have a headache that affects half the head, which sounds something similar to a migraine. Haiman de Pasi Adekla, someone who steps on the cut down or a knocked down tree. So imiktil, if the tree was chopped down, katal, so then that person who steps on it is going to get killed. Iyakir, if it was uprooted, and that's why it's on the floor, so miyakir, so then the person as well, he'll die. Miyakir mice, but he won't necessarily get killed, but at least he'll die. Hani mili, that's only true, the leimanakari ilayu, he stepped over it, but if he put his foot and he didn't put his foot onto it. But if he puts his foot onto it, then less lambo, then it's not a problem. Chamisha tuli, there are five shadows. There's five things that the shadow of them is a problem. The mazikim will damage him. Tuli the dikla, the shade of a deck of a palm tree, like we said before. The dikla, a single standing, a lone standing palm tree. Number two, tula de kanda, the shade of a kanda, which is a type of tree. Number three is tula de parcha, which is of a caper bush. Then number four is tula de zadisa, which is a different type of tree. And over here, there's something wrong with the girsa, because we only mentioned four so far. So the gra takes out, the next gemara changes the words. He says v'tula d'arav, so the shade of an arava tree. That's the five. The Iga D'Amri and others add, there's also a sixth one, Aftula D'Arba, in the shadow of a boat. Klaudimos, so the rule is, call the Nafish Anfe, any type of tree or bush that has a lot of branches, Kashitule, so sleeping in that shadow is bad, is harmful. The Kholde Kashi Silave, and anyone that has a hard trunk, even if it doesn't have a lot of branches, Kashi Tuli, again, its shadow is bad. The bar mikaru masa, besides this type of tree known as karu masa, the avagav the kashi silave, even though it has a hard trunk, a solid trunk, nonetheless, like kashi tuli, sleeping in its shadow is not bad. The amrla shida lebra, how do we know this? Because we once heard a shade say to her child, a female shade say to her child, Parachinasha, fly away, Mikarumasha, from this tree, Karumasha, the Iuhu, the Katal Avuk, because that tree ended up killing your father, the Katal Lidide, and it killed itself. But bottom line is, they're afraid of this type of tree, and therefore it's safe to be in the shadow of that tree. Amravashi, Rabbi Ashi said, Chazinu Rabbi Kahana, I saw witness Rabbi Kahana, the parsh mekulu tuvei, he was careful to be makbid, to stay away from all shadows of all trees. Beparchi, the mazikim, the type of mazikim that hang around the parchi, the caper trees, the caper bushes, are called ruchi. That's the type of, the species of mazikim that hang out there. The bezadisa, the ones that hang around the bezadisa, the zadisa trees, are known as shida, are shadim. The beigri, the ones that hang around roofs, are known as rishvi. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, "Lamai nafkim." You know, what's a negate to know what type of shade, what species shade, what species mazik is there? Teretzis the nafkimina is lekameya. If a person gets damaged with one of these things, and therefore they want to write a kameya, an amulet to heal the person, to save the person from the effects of the shadim, so you have to write in the person who writes the kameya has to write the right type of mazik to combat. So you have to know which one it is. The bay parchi, the one that hangs around the caper trees, the caper bushes, barrier she'en la'inayim, that one is a blind mazik, it can't see. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina of that? L'gzuzila, so if a person is there and he feels that he hears that the mazikim are coming to damage him, he should know that they're blind, and therefore he should run away quickly, and this way they won't be able to pursue him. Zimnechada, there was one time, Rabbanu was a Talmud Chacham, went lifnuye to go relieve himself, to go to the bathroom in the Bay Park, near a caper bush. Shama, he heard the Ka'azal Ilave, that there was this one of these mazikim that came to try to attack him, the Gazila, and he taka ran away, because like we said before, it was blind. Kiazla, and as it was trying to chase him, Chavka the Dikla, because it couldn't see, it just bumped into a tree. Tzavach Dikla, and it caused the tree to die, but Upakahi, but it ended up bursting, breaking the mazik, and then that was the end of it. It wasn't able to pursue him anymore. They take out the next word. The Bei Zardisa, we said that the one that hangs around the Zardisa tree is Shidi. That one is known as the type of mazik it is the one that's known directly as a shade. If you have this zardisa that's close to town, there's no less than 60 of these mazikim that hang around that tree. What's the nafkamina of knowing that there's no less than 60? The mechzul kameya, because when you write in the kameya, you have to write the kameya that's strong enough to take care of 60 separate ones of these mazikim. Ha'uba Akasha, the master that was this leader, official of the town, the Azul, he was going, V'koi Gabi Zadisa, Davis Samach Lamasa, and he stood by this Zadisa, the one that was closest to the town. Alube Shitin Shidi, and these 60 Shidi attacked him. V'istakenim, and therefore he was in Sakana. Azulu, La'ahumi Rabbanasik, went to a Talmachachim. The Layada that wasn't aware, the Zadis of the Shitin Shidi, that it has 60 of these Shidin. So Kazala Kameya Lakhata Shida, so he wrote a Kameya for all, that would only take care of one. Shama the Tal, so they overheard the Talu Chinga Begavel, they were making a party over there. The Kamasharu Hachi, and they were singing as follows. Sutri Demar, the kerchief he wore on his head, Kitzur Rabbanu, makes him look like he's a Talmud Chacham. I mean, he's dresses the part. He looks like a Talmud Chacham. But B'dikne B'mimar, we checked him out. The Layada Baruch, and doesn't even know the bracha of what to make on the Suda. That he doesn't know that when you put on a Suda, you make an Oitri Yisrael B'Sefara. I mean, they were trying to say that he looks like a Talmud Chacham, but he's obviously ignorant. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that there's 60 of us here and not just one. Also, Umi Rabbanan, so a different Talmud Chacham came, the Yada, who Taka knew the Zirdus, that around this tree, 60 of them hang out, Kasala Kameh, the Shitin Shidi, so he wrote a Kameh that takes care of 60. Shama, and then they overheard the Ka'amru that they were saying, Panama Naichim Ha'akav, let's remove our tools from here, let's get out of here. Ketem Ariri, so we said before, we mentioned, and the Psukim in Parshas Hazinu mentioned that there's a mazik known as Ketem Ariri. So So the Gemara explains, Trei Kitzvi Hava, there's two of these types of Mazikim Kitzvi. Chame Kameti Ara, one is before the afternoon, that's around the first part of the day. V'chad Mibazati Ara, and the other one is from the second half of the day, from after the afternoon towards the evening. The Mekameti Ara, the one that's around before the afternoon, before noon, Ketamiri Yishmai, is known as Ketamiri. Umechsi Beikadan, it's seen Beikadan the Kimcha by the jars, the jugs of where they store this dip. V'hadu Beibachsha, and they like mix around in those jars. The Basar Tiara, the ones that are around in the afternoon. Ketav Yashud Saroyim, Shemay, are known as Ketav Yashud Saroyim. Umechsi Beikadan the Iza, and they hang around the horns of goats, while they make an afyan, they surround it like a sieve. Abai Avashok of Azil, Abai was one time going, the Azil Rapapa Mimine, Rapapa was to his right, Ravuna Bredu Rishua Mismale, and Ravuna Bredu Rishua was to his left. Right, because Abai was the Rebbe, he's in the center, and the Talmidim were surrounding him on either side. So Chazila Hu Katamiri, so as he was walking, he saw these Mazikim, this Katamiri, the Asila Ape that was facing him, that was coming in the opposite direction, the Smalei towards the left side. So Ahadra the Rapapa the Smalei, Ravuna Bredu Rishua the Yamine. So he switched them around. Until now, Rapapa was on the right, and Ravuna Bredu Rishua was on the left, so he moved Rapapa to the left, and Ravuna Bredu Rishua to the right. So Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said to Abaya, Ana Mai Shna Tolechaishas Li, I mean, you're obviously moving Ravuna Bredu Rishua to the other side to protect him from the Mazikim. So why are you moving me to that side? You don't care about me? So why am I different? You're not afraid for me. Amalei, so he told him, Atshai Tekam Mizlach. You have good mazel. Meaning, the Republic was known to be very rich, like we see many times in the Gemara. So you're at a time of good mazel now, so they can't damage you. Masha Ekin him, they could damage. So I moved you to that side and him to the other side, so this way he'll be protected from them and you'll be okay either way. Michal B'Tamuz Ad Shitzebei, from the first of the month of Tamuz till the 16th of Tamuz, Vada Shichi. So during that period, for sure these Mazikim are around, and one has to be careful with them. Michal V'Eloch, afterwards, Safik shrichi, safik la shrichi. If they're not guaranteed to be around, it's together safik. Maybe they're there, maybe they're not there. Umeshtachi betuli the chatzva. But if they're there, they'll be found near the shade of this plant called chatzva. Chatzva is an interesting plant. The Gemara discusses that its roots grow straight down like a plumb line. And therefore, when Yeshua split Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to mark the borders, they planted this type of tree, because most other plants don't grow to the side. But this is perfect to mark borders, because it grows directly straight, and therefore it will make a straight line. You'll know exactly, up to here is the Rishus of, let's say, Shevet Reuven, up to here is the Rishus of Shevet Shimon, it will mark the borders. So, anyway, so the shade of this plant, the Chatzva plant, that's where they hang out. The Lechatzu Gamida, when the plant didn't grow yet an amatol. Uvetuli the Tzafra Upani, and they hang around the shade in the early morning and the late afternoon, by evening time. The Lechatzu Gamida, because at that point in time the shadows are small and they're not, so if there's a small shadow that's less than an amat large, they hang around in those shadows as well. The Iker, and the main place where they hang out is between the Beis Hakisei in the shadow of a Beis Hakisei. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hani Plas Mini, the following three things, Yahiv Arvoinu L'Nahira, the blind one gives the sighted person. Right, meaning to say that these things are not good for the eyesight. So what are they? Man, the Sarak Reisha Yavish, someone who combs his hair when the hair is dry, not when it's wet, not when it's washed. Man the shasi tif tif, or he drinks wine that drips out of the barrels, meaning after you pour out the main wine, then there's a little bit at the end that drips out drip by drip. So someone who drinks that wine that causes blindness. Manasai Mesane, or someone who puts on his shoes, and Adim Maisnei Kari, while his feet are still damp. Teloi Bebeso, Koshilan Yusa, if a person hangs his bread in his house, meaning it's not on a counter or on a table, but rather it's in a basket that's hanging on something, so that causes anius, it causes poverty. Kida Amri Inchi, like people say, Tala Silsa, Tala Mizonis, if a person hangs his bread basket, so then his food will be hanging, meaning he's going to have a hard time getting parnasa. It's going to be like it's hanging that he can't, that it's hard to access. V'lo yamaron, this is only said ela rifta by bread. Aval bisu v'kavri, to hang meat or fish, less lamba, that's not a problem. Or kuhu, it's normal to hang them. Pari v'beisa, when there's crumbs in the house, so kashid anius, so that also causes anius. I mean, they're not makbid to clean up the crumbs, they leave the mess, that leads to anius. And nishayra b'beisa, and similarly, if there's nishayra, pari is suvin, is bran, and nishayra is the crumbs, b'beisa kashid anius, so that also causes anius. Belayli Shabbos is on a Friday night, Belay Revi is, and on Tuesday night going into Wednesday, Shara Mazikim, that's when the Mazikim rest on these things. Isra the Mizoini, the Sar, the Malach on food, that people should have good parnasa and be able to afford food, Nakid Shemei, is called Nakid, and the Lashon of Nakid comes from cleanliness. Isra Daniusa, and the opposite end, the Sar that causes Anius, poverty, Novel Shemei, its Lashon is Novel, which is the Lashon of being disgusting. And that's why we saw before that people who leave messes, they're prone to Anius, because the Sar of Anius likes to hang out in where there's a mess. So Apuma de Chatzba, putting a plate on top of a barrel, Kosh Daniusa, also causes Anius. Mandashasa Maya Bitsai, someone who drinks water out of a plate or a bowl as opposed to a cup, Kashila Bruksi, that causes Bruksi, which is some type of illness that affects his eyesight. It dims his eyesight. The Ochel Tachli, if someone eats this plant cress, and he doesn't wash his hands, so then he's going to have 30 days of fear, meaning he's going to have inexplicable fear. He's going to just feel like he's afraid of something. He's not going to have, not that something happened that it makes sense that he's afraid. He's just going to have this inexplicable fear, and it comes from the fact that he ate this tachli without washing his hands. Okay.